Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. By the way, Lita from No See 'Em No More, that bug spray that we were talking about at the end of Hour 1, was nice enough to offer up a little bonus for Scuba Radio listeners today. If you mention that you heard her on Scuba Radio today and go to NoSeeEmNoMore.com, she'll give you a free extra little bottle of roll-on No See 'Em No, no whatever. Yeah. But you guys are looking at me like, what?
I'm just waiting for you to stumble through your little spiel.
Yeah, no, you get a little extra bottle of this No See 'Em No More stuff. And no more. So a roll-on. See, you guys use the spray, and I think you did spray too much. You definitely sprayed it on the wrong body parts.
No, I just sprayed a tiny bit on my hand.
You weren't supposed to spray it, you know.
You got to keep the bot flies away, Greg.
Well, you're going to have to report back to her whether or not it keeps those kind
Well, there's no bugs here in the studio, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, but, you know.
I'm sure it works.
When Bubble Boy was saying, hey, you think this will keep the crabs at bay? And I'm like, I don't.
Only one way to find out.
Those aren't insects. Those are sea creatures.
Only one way to find out.
Well, he found out, but I think he sprayed too much because now there's this scent, you know. But actually, it's better than the scent we usually have, so I guess we'll take it.
Keeps
but that was nice.
Get
a little bonus bottle of No See 'Em No More if you mention that you heard Lita on Scuba Radio today. So go there. Check it out. See if it works for you. All right. So on the phone, I have Captain Cocktail. Jeff Giroud from South Florida Diving Headquarters is on Scuba Radio right now. How are you, Jeff?
Man, what are you guys talking about?
Well, we had this bug spray.
I came in on part of that. I was like, maybe I shouldn't ask.
Yeah. Well, you got bugs down there. And, you know, when you spray this stuff on you and it keeps them at bay. It's like this essential oils type stuff. It's like an all-natural bug repellent. How about that?
Oh, okay. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah. CJ, CJ and Bubble Boy were using it in inappropriate ways. That's what my...
I think that's where I came in on the conversation. That's why I was scratching my head. Thought this was a family show. I really did. But
yeah, right. You knew what you were getting yourself into today when you picked up the telephone. Anyway, tell me what's going on down there.
Guys?
Yeah, let's talk about what's been going on in South Florida. I mean, you got big events coming up, do you not?
Oh, yeah. We have the anniversary of the Lady Luck. You remember last year, she went down on July 23rd. So in commemoration of that, we are going to hold the first ever underwater poker tournament.
Okay, so Lady Luck, just to clarify, because CJ and Bubble Boy just look like, who is she? Sounds like someone I want to meet.
Her?
Yeah. Did we meet her last time? No, it's the wreck, they call the casino wreck down there in South Florida. So Lady Luck is the name of this wreck. It's been down a year now, so you're doing this special poker tournament underwater. That's the plan.
Correct. Here's how it's going to work. We're setting up a poker room online. So that all your listeners and everybody that wants to join in the fun can go online, register. It doesn't cost any money. There's no money involved. This is a free tournament, and we're going to basically crown the champion underwater. Now, let me back up a little bit. So they go online, they play, they get on a table, they play. We boil it down to the six finalists. They'll get a free trip out to the Lady Luck, where they'll finish the final hands on the Lady Luck. And then we'll crown a champion, first underwater poker tournament champion. on the anniversary of the Lady Luck.
So this is going to start Monday, and you can just log online. To what website? Where do they go?
It won't start on Monday. We're setting up the poker room on Monday. So if they just go to southfloridadiving.com, there'll be information under the events section on how they can go on and register. It'll tell them all about it. It's going to be fun. If you're not even a poker player, it doesn't matter. There's tutorials on there. You'll be able to learn the basics. And we'll just have some fun with it. And then the culmination will be the first ever underwater poker tournament. And we're going to be filming it. Scuba Nation is going to come in and film it. We'll do a TV show about it. So these guys will be the first underwater poker stars underwater. They'll wear their cowboy hat or their black sunglasses underwater.
Yeah. Well, but it's not going to be for any money. It's just going to be for the fact that you did it. Yeah. Have you thought about making it, some unofficial wagering, or I don't know, you could go with like strip poker. How about that? Isn't that legal?
No. All know your show is monitored by the FCC and every other federal agency. So I'm going to go in and officially say no, there's no side betting, there's no wagering.
Not very closely. Thank God.
But what about, you could do like strip poker. They got to strip down to their, speedos or whatever.
I guess that's where that bug spray would come in handy,
yeah,
I guess, at that
maybe.
Point.
yeah, that could come in
handy. Yeah, Hemi.
Yes.
So, just go to SouthFloridaDivingHeadquarters.com, right? That was the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got one more event following that, August 19th. We're going to sink. Actually, the winner of the poker tournament will be the first one allowed, recreational diver allowed on the wreck after we sink it. We're going to sink a 110-foot tug called the Okinawa that will have a dive bar built on the back of it. It's been sponsored by Finlandia, and the artist is going to create this whole dive bar scene on the back of the tug before we sink it.
Now, explain that. What do you mean dive bar? Like a bar drinking establishment?
Yes.
Yes, so that's something you're very familiar with, Greg.
Well, yeah, but what's
sponsored by Finlandia, been a giveaway.
So it's just going to look like a bar or what? I don't know.
Yeah, a bar. It'll have stools that you can go down and sit at the bar, and there'll be other caricatures that are built, already before, and statues and stuff at the bar.
Okay, I gotcha.
So take your photograph at the Finlandia underwater bar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's going to be sunk. Poker tournament's like the Sunday before Bug Fest, I believe, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so that'll be like the last Wednesday, Thursday of July. So the Sunday before will be the poker tournament, and then the sinking is going to be for this when?
August 19th.
Okay, so a few weeks later. All right.
Yeah, a few weeks later, exactly.
Yeah. So
we'll have a sink party on Friday night, which is August 18th, where the boat will be displayed at the Sands Harbor. We'll have it tied up to the dock.
Right. So where it'll be, I would imagine it'll be christened as an official dive bar because they'll be serving booze right there on it. Is that what's going to happen?
Boy, you're quick. Nothing gets by you.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not coming if there isn't.
You are saying and you are right.
Well, good times. Yes, that sounds like a fun thing. So,
Man.
You got a few
You're
things
coming,
out.
Right?
Well, I'm going to be down there around for Bug Fest. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we got to bring our crew down as soon as you mentioned.
Of course.
Beer. That's the two words that gets them every time. So
we need Larry the what was he called?
Jerry the diver guy.
Yeah, we need him down here to christen it with some of that moonshine.
Well, I'm sure he could be talked into such a thing. Yes. We'll make that happen. Now we got Bug Fest, too, so we got to talk a little bit about that. Because
and sandwiched in between right all of that is Bug Fest, which is a week-long event. Starts the week after, the day after we sink the wreck. The day after the poker tournament, and there's all sorts of things going on. This year we've added a concert on Saturday night to benefit Dive Heart. They're going to open up the street in Lauderdale by the Sea, and the band's going to be on the street. And we're going to have three bands playing, and the money's going to be donated to Dive Heart organization.
Right. And then Tuesday it kicks off. And the Scuba Cowboy is going to play at this new hotel called Plunge, where we're going to be based out of. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. We're going to actually talk to the proprietor of that establishment next week on the show, give everybody a little preview. But I've heard good things, and but we get the big kickoff party Tuesday night, and then we'll dive Wednesday and then Thursday night, the lobster cook-off. Scuba Cowboy is going to play for that as well, and we're going to eat lobsters and stuff. Are you?
I'm taking it this year. I got a ringer chef working with me. So
okay, all right, yeah, Jeff.
If
and
I don't
South
win
Florida
this
Dining.
Year, then the fix is in.
Yeah, he has a team of lobster cookers. So
yeah.
They are going to be cooking lobster in the lobster cook-off for Bugfest. Bugfestbythesea.com. You can get all the information for that. Jeff, thank you so much, buddy. Always a pleasure, my friend.
We'll see you soon. Take care, guys.
We'll see him in a few weeks. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I can't believe them dumbass white people out in the middle of the ocean scuba diving. Shoot. You ain't gonna get me scuba diving. I'm gonna tell you that damn much right now. I'm too damn fat. I'd mess around and feed all them sharks if I went scuba diving.
If I was a great white, I wouldn't bite you, but I'd swim right next to you. If I was a great white, I wouldn't bite you, but I'd swim right next to you, cause it's my ocean too. So please keep it clean, cause I can be wicked mean, and I got sharp teeth. And if I realize that you don't care about the sea, well that means you don't care about me. Oh well, that's fine, I'll just rip you in bloody half this time. Yeah, if I was a great white shark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. That's a good song by Andy Cassegrain, Grande.
Dig it.
Yeah, you'd see him on Discovery Channel for Shark Week. He'll be on there more than likely, filming or doing something. He's always doing crazy stuff like that. But look, you know, we gotta talk about some plans. You know, Jerry the Diver Guy is not with us this week. He's out frolicking, you know, for the...
Frolicking, really?
Yeah, you know, it's like a family vacation, a family frolic.
Hmm.
And I'm going to be following him 2 weeks in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I'm going over there for the 4th of July holiday to Dollywood. I'm following in Jerry the Diver Guy's fin kicks.
Okay.
And he may join me. I don't know. You know, last year, he was on a quest to find Dolly Parton at Dollywood and see if she would go diving with him. And he failed. He found her, but he didn't get close enough.
Well, the important thing is you don't give up.
Well, true. So I decided, well, I'll tell you what, this year, you know, for the holiday season, July 4th week, I'll go up there as well, and we'll go on a quest to find Dolly and see if we can talk her into going diving. Maybe two people will be less intimidating than one. With a
well, you got someone. You're in the business being in Sharknado.
Well, okay, there's that. You know, Sharknado, 9 to 5. Yeah. Apples and apples.
I mean, you probably have the same agent. Why don't you just hook it up that way?
She has two big, you know, I have kind of good sized man boobs.
Carlos and Charlie?
Yep. That's what we call them. So, yeah, it could happen. Or, you know, I could get arrested. There's no telling.
Well, but don't do anything illegal.
I'm kind of on a roll because in Sable last week, I thought for sure I was going to start an international incident because we had a couple of Russians on board. And they told me who's going to win the next election, the whole thing. They gave me the inside scoop. So I know.
Well, don't say anything.
No,
and
I can't.
We'll go to Vegas, place a couple of wagers.
No, I can't do that.
I can.
If I blab about it, then I'm going to be pulled into the whole, you know, investigation.
Well, just tell me. They don't know me.
They kind of do know you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You forget their friend. Their Vladimir. Their friend Vladimir. He knows everybody. Or let me put it this way. He has a file on everyone. So he knows. So just don't push it there.
He's like Santa Claus.
He's what?
He's like Santa Claus.
Okay, you could say that, which would be wrong, but you could say it. But regardless...
So far, you can still say that.
Yeah. Well, but I'm also not only on a quest to find Dolly Parton with Jerry the Diver Guy, which, you know, that's going to create issues. I do wonder if there's any diving in that part of the country. There has to be.
Well, where Jerry dives?
Well, he usually
does... He's got
a
dive shop.
Well, the mountains of Virginia, you know, he's a few hours away from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And that's where we're going to be, the Great Smoky Mountains.
I'm sure there's lakes.
There is. I mean, there's places where you can do floats down the river, you know, in those tubes and things like that, and whitewater rafting. So there has to be diving around there someplace. So I am going to ask Jerry, because I assume he would know, because I know he's been there many times. And we're going to find out, hopefully next week, where you should go diving in the area of Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Has Jerry ever dived the world's highest navigable body of water?
What do you mean, the highest?
Navigable body of water.
I don't know. Where's that?
Lake Titicaca.
There it is.
That would be in Minnesota.
And there it is.
And that would be Dennis. Our buddy Dennis.
Dennis?
Who's up there. Yeah. Dennis just bought him an airplane, by the way. You'd know that if you listened to Just Plain Radio, but you guys don't bother, do you?
Why would I?
Well, because Dennis has a new airplane, and he's a diver, and he wants to fly down here and pick us up and go to the, you know, Keys.
Well, you just told
Caribbean.
Me, so now I have no reason to listen.
Well, okay. I guess.
I already know. You spoiled it.
I'm a spoiler.
You ruined the whole show.
Not only did I ruin 47 meters down, I ruined...
You ruined Just Plain Radio.
You ruined it.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, he got a plane, and he wants to fly it down here. And unfortunately, the plane's not big enough for you guys.
Why can't you make friends with, like, John Travolta or something?
Well, yeah, we're close personal friends.
Oh, then bring his plane.
Yeah, he has, like, a 737 or something like that?
707, I think.
It's a 707?
Qantas.
Yeah. Well, he knows us. And that's why he won't talk to us.
Oh, that figures.
You have to kind of do it on the down low.
What did you do to make him mad?
Do, you know, the
list is long. He tried to give him some acting tips.
Yeah, ironically, he didn't find any humor in it, which was, you know, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was trying to, you know, constructive criticism.
And don't show many of your dance moves.
Yeah, it's like, you know, go back to the Welcome Back, Cotter thing. That really worked.
I was going
to
say, you pissed off a sweat hog. Good job.
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah, that guy.
Horseshack.
Uh-huh.
Arnold Horseshack.
I remember him. So, anyway, that is on the agenda for Diving in a couple weeks. Further down the road, you guys, I might as well tell you about this as well, since I know you guys haven't been paying attention.
Sorry, what?
What?
Christmas in Curacao. That kind of has a nice ring to it, does it not?
It does. Mm-hmm.
We are making it happen. You'll hear all the details next week on the big show. However, the first couple weeks of December, we're planning to head down to Curacao and do a little visit, a show, and celebrate the holidays accordingly. Haven't done this in quite some time. Celebrating Christmas, on the islands. Have you guys ever done that? Have you ever been on the Keys even?
Yes, I've
during
been to the Keys for Christmas.
Yeah, we did the Keys once.
It's a great time, isn't it?
It was awesome.
Of course it is.
Remember the boat parade?
Oh, yeah, the Christmas light boat parade. Yeah, that's always fun. You know, but it's not the same as going out to an island like Curacao, one of the ABCs of the Antilles. I bet you didn't know that. What are the other two?
Abaco.
Wrong.
Bimini.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Bahamas.
Wrong.
Baltimore.
No. ABC of the Antilles, we'll tell you after the break. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. All right, so the ABCs of the Antilles. Have you figured it out or Googled it yet, Bubble Boy?
Bonaire is one of them.
Abaco, Barbados, and Canada.
Wrong! No.
Curacao
is the sea.
Connecticut.
Bonaire.
Connecticut would be absolutely wrong. There's only one sea that goes to Curacao.
Is the B Biloxi?
No. It's the ABCs of the Antilles. Which would be Aruba, Bonaire.
I said Aruba.
Well, yeah, but you didn't say Bonaire. Yeah. And you said it way late.
Bon appetit.
You have to say it in threes.
It's Aruba, Bonaire.
And Curacao. And the beautiful thing about Curacao, Curacao is kind of like the main hub of the two islands. Well, I should say Aruba is kind of a tourist-developed area, real popular for sailing in particular, too. But Curacao is kind of like the locals' island. So you get the real Dutch Caribbean vibe. And matter of fact, it's Eric Douglas's Oil and Water book.
It is. It is indeed.
And Curacao. So he's planning to join us if things go as planned for that little adventure for Christmas in Curacao. So now you know. So do you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll have details on all the festivities. Next week, starting next week on the show, as we prepare to celebrate Christmas and Curacao. And you need to, you know, prepare for Christmas in July.
Don't just you? Smart planning.
Yeah, that's just good plan, especially if you want to do any diving.
I just put my tree up last week.
Of course.
He's ahead of the game, my friend.
I think he is, slightly. And that's just, like you said, that's just good planning. So,
have you hung your balls?
Yes, I have.
Very festive. Very festive indeed. So we have that to look forward to. The other element that we're planning to do is crown a Scuba Radio Mermaid in Curacao.
As?
A Scuba Radio Mermaid.
Oh, create one.
Well, recruit one. You know, we're going to bring in an ambassador, show them an example of what a Scuba Radio Mermaid is, and then we're going to find one on the island and
leave her
in charge.
Be like her.
Okay, something like that, maybe. A little different accent, maybe.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food? Jordan.
Shark.
Shark. They're gonna play. Jay, let's get after it, man. If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food?
Mermaid.
Best answer so far, yeah.
I stick with my answer.
I love your answer.
We need to ask different people.
I'm going to dream that tonight. Come on, let's go.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and Bubble Boy in the studio. And now, Big Wave Dave on the phone. Dave, how are you doing? What's going on?
I'm out here in Chester County, Pennsylvania with a giant balloon fest.
Okay, he's at Balloon Fest, which means there's just a ton of hot air balloons all around you. Are you in the air as we speak?
No, I'm on the ground. You know, Somebody's got to run the pool. But, yeah, there's balloons of all different shapes and sizes here.
Very nice. All right, so you're doing the Go Dive Now pool, and are there balloons literally up in the air right now above you guys?
No. Right now they got to wait till the sun to set. It's a little too hot to launch them, but once the evening comes, they'll do a little glow, and then they'll launch them all and have some fireworks tonight.
Got it. Have you thought about sending anything up with them and saying, hey, if you get this in the pool, I'll give you, a free... You know, rubber ducky or something, little Chotsky thing.
One of the show managers here, they actually have a little RC airplane that has a drop thing, so they drop candy on a flight line, and I'm trying to get him to drop it in the pool.
Well, that'd be nice. But he's dropping candy from his RC plane?
Yeah, it's actually got a dump thing like a Bombay, and they're not letting the kids go out, and they dump all the candy.
Wow, that's pretty. Hey, we have some fake poo that would be very appropriate for such a thing in the studio here. But that's another story.
It's like a high-tech pinata.
Yeah, that sounds like something you'd want.
Yeah, it is. I ordered it, and I paid for it. $20 for that bag of do. Anyway, a lot of people. This is a big event, I assume.
Oh, yeah. They expect usually like about 30,000 people. They're all starting. We had a real busy day. Now everybody's coming in for the evening time for the balloons to launch and the fireworks.
Yes. Now, how do you, are you a little concerned people setting off fireworks near the pool and they end up in the pool or anything like that, like Roman candles and bottle rockets and stuff?
They actually launched them on the other side of a hangar for me, so I'm all safe over here. We're not going to burn down the pool. Yeah. By the way, I got a lot of water. I can get the pumps out and
that's true. Fire up. Yeah. Yeah. Your little backup plan in case things get out of hand. Understood. So how many people have you put through the pool today, you think? Do you know? You got a number?
A couple hundred. And again, we're starting to get really busy because this is a show where people come in the morning, stay till 3 o'clock, and then about 3 o'clock, they come for the evening.
Nice. And I would assume if it's anything like it is in Orlando today, it's pretty warm and the pool is quite inviting. Am I right?
Yeah, it's warm, a little breezy, but definitely warm. I actually got in this morning. They had to do some vacuuming, cool down.
You had to do some what to cool down?
You got to vacuum the pool, you know, clean up all the rocks and everything.
Oh, okay. All right. Understood. All right. Well, where are you off to next after this big event?
Well, I'm going to go home for 4 days, and then I'm coming down to the great state of Florida to Tampa for SharkCon, and then up to Pittsburgh for the Pittsburgh Zoo, and then out to Denver.
Very nice. Now, SharkCon, I'm going to be out of town. That's why I can't get over for that event in Tampa, but you're going to be there with the Go Dive Now pool. Lita, that we talked to earlier for the No See 'Em No More bug spray, she's going to be at SharkCon. What are you expecting to see next week at that event?
Well,
or a couple weeks,
anything
I guess.
To do with sharks.
Anything to do? Have you been to that thing before, or will this be a first time for the pool?
No, we did it last year, so we'll be in there for Saturday and Sunday, just checking it out. It's at the State Fairgrounds in the pavilion, and come on out and have a great time.
Yeah, I mean, is it bonus points if you come out dressed up as a shark? I don't really know because I haven't been there personally yet.
That's a good question. You know, I would check sharkcon.com.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what you could do. And you could do that. And if nothing else, Dave will give you a little rubber ducky squishy or something. I don't know. What kind of Chotsky prizes are you handing out to people right now at the Go Dive Now pool? Anything, or are you just giving them photos?
We got one of our stores is giving out little frisbees. We got Cayman Island water bottles, Cayman Island t-shirts. Got all kinds of fun stuff. We got some Go Dive Now sunglasses.
All right, well, there you go. So lots of cool stuff. Plus, are you still doing the underwater photo thing, or is that a bonus?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so go down.
We're taking all those.
Yeah, you take you put on the scuba gear, you go underwater, swim around, they'll take your picture underwater, and you can say, hey, look, I got proof that I was a scuba diver for a day. So there you go.
Yep.
Go dive.
Had Fox and Friends out here. We had Jenny Joyce in the pool with the Guardian mask to do an interview underwater. So
okay.
It's been a great weekend.
Very nice. All right. By the way, you're getting a lot of questions about that 47 meters down movie. Has anyone said anything to you about it?
No.
Good.
Nothing at all.
Yeah. If they do, just tell them it sucked. Don't bother.
Okay.
Yeah, because I did. I saw
wait
it, so
shark.
You don't have to.
Wait for Shark Con.
Yes, there you go. Exactly. All right, Dave. Thanks for checking
okay.
in. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks here, okay?
Sounds good.
All
take
right.
care.
Big Bye. Wave Dave from the Go Dive Now pool and on his way up, up, up and away, you know, at the Balloon Fest.
Man, he's all over the place, isn't
he? You know, he's a traveling fool. But, you know, he's all about sharing the love of diving, and he brings water with him, which is kind of nice. Like, you're landlocked. Hey, no worries.
Hey, maybe you get him to bring the Go Dive Now pool up to Tennessee for you in case there's nowhere to dive.
Say, Dollywood?
Yeah.
Say, just bring it to her, like, front lawn. Say, Dolly, come on out here.
No, that's probably a bad idea.
That would be pretty cool, though. I bet the local media would eat it up. Wouldn't that be good?
You'd probably be arrested for trespassing.
Well, that's just good marketing, though. That'd be good.
Okay.
If you get arrested, you know, I'm going to be with Jerry, so they can arrest him. I was like, hey, this wasn't my idea. That's that crazy dude right there. Yeah, he'd serve time.
They're like,
us.
Hi, Jerry.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Hi, Jerry. You know the drill.
Yeah. Bend over.
No.
No?
No.
So he...
No.
Yeah, he would be the fall guy. There's no doubt. That's how I could use him.
That was Lee Majors.
It was.
Mm. Okay. Well, and that role could be... resurrected by Jerry the Diver Guy.
As a stuntman? Come on, think about what you're saying.
Well, I mean, he can do some pretty crazy stuff.
Well, it's not.
when he's on that juice. When he's on the juice.
Then at least shoot some video from your phone, because I want to see some outrageous stunts.
Okay. Well,
Jerry does some crazy stuff, we get a capture.
Hey,
it.
If we set up the Go Dive Now pool in front of Dolly Parton's house... in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. That'll be like TV gold. All the news people, all one of them. And that Nick of the Woods will be there.
What if she doesn't come out?
Well, that would be her loss. Wouldn't you think she'd like to scuba dive? You know how much of a joy scuba diving is. Just inviting her to go.
She might not be into it, though.
Well, maybe she hadn't done it. That's why. That's the whole point. Hey, Dolly, have you done this? Great. Oh, cool. You have? Come on. Try it again. Oh, you haven't? Oh, you got to try this. That's what you should be doing. You should be sharing your love.
I'm not going there. You're going there.
Well, you can do this anywhere. And anyone listening who's a diver should be sharing their love of diving with other
friends. I've never run into Dolly Parton once in my life.
Well, no, but you're not going to.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying anybody, not just Dolly
Parton. You're talking like a crazy person.
Well, what if you're in Orlando and you have a friend? Any friend, would you not invite him to scuba dive? Because you love scuba diving, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
So part of being a diver is wanting to share that activity with your friends.
Yeah.
Unless there's people you are acquaintances with that you would prefer not to be around, and then you don't tell them a word about it because that's your escape. But
right.
If they're really your friend, you would be inviting them into the water. Am I not right?
I probably would.
Yeah, okay. Right, Bubble Boy, you with me on this?
There was one?
There was one what?
I don't know.
What's happening? What's happening right now?
No, I'm saying you are a real diver and you have the love, the passion, you're going to want to share that with the people that you like. And you're not going to want to share it with the people you don't like because it'll be your
escape.
Sometimes
they're too lazy.
You had me bumping into Dolly.
Well, okay, you can't make them dive, but you would at least bring up the activity to them. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you would encourage, like, hey, I did this. I got it. You get it, too.
Right.
And you should want to do this as a diver. You should want to share that.
Why are you
that
accusing
love.
Me of not doing this?
I'm just
this.
Saying make sure you do your part as a diver. I think that's every diver's duty.
We always do that. I always tell people, if you haven't dived before you die, then you never really lived.
Well, this is so true. But it is your diver duty. And I'm not talking about that
right.
bag of...
Right, yes, yes, we know. We sitting. All know about the big bag of poo.
Yeah, talking about it's your duty to share the love of diving. Okay. Do it now!
Okay.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dad, we have a bug.
Bug Hunter. He loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude. An underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. Bugs you catch, he's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. Everyone knows something's gonna die when the bug hunter goes down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is the Scuba Cowboy. He'll be performing that song more than likely at Bug Fest in the end of July, last Wednesday and Thursday of July, is Florida Spiny Lobster mini season. We have a Tuesday night kickoff party at Plunge Hotel, new facility down there, right there on the beach in Lauderdale by the Sea. You'll hear all about it next week, but plan now, bugfestbythesea.com, to join us for that massive event. And win some cool prizes, watch the Scuba Cowboy, maybe a mermaid or two, and of course, get your shot at catching a lobster.
Look forward to that every year. It's Always a blast.
Good times. I got a little taste last week on the boat because we had Caribbean spiny lobster on the grill, and it was tasty. I was like, oh, those lobsters. Oh, they taste so good. And I was like, so we plan to get more of them at the end of July here in Florida. All right. So one of the other things last week that was really interesting to me personally, and maybe you found it that way as well, was when I was speaking to Alex from Russia. He was telling me how he has the opportunity to catch king crabs with his hands in the Bering Sea. He'd go diving in a dry suit and catch them by hand and bring them up and throw them in a pot of seawater and eat them right there on the beach.
Nice.
And they evidently have more than they can deal with. And I'm like, are you kidding me? He goes, yeah, some places you go, like in Norway and stuff, they don't even have a limit. They pay you to catch them. They'll, like, give you a certain amount of money or something just to take them away because the king crab there have overtaken, you know, the local fisheries and that kind of thing. So I'm like, gosh, this sounds nuts. You know, those things are massive. You've been to Costco. You've seen those big Alaskan king crabs.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, I never heard of actually diving for them before myself. But, of course, they must do it somewhere. I've only seen Deadliest Catch where they catch them on the boats, right? But sure enough, he gave us the whole story. Yeah, and last week on the show, how they do that. That's one of the things he's done before, and it's kind of like maybe their lobster, their Florida lobster, as they catch these king crab, you know, in the Bering Sea.
Those damn things are tasty, too. Oh.
But lo and behold, I came across a video with Gordon Ramsay from Hell's Kitchen, right?
I saw you just put that on Facebook.
I did. I just posted for everyone else to see, too, because it shows him diving for Alaskan king crab or just king crab. I think it's exactly the place he was talking about. I think it's off of Norway or something like that. And they go there. They catch, you know, these crab. They go in the dry suit. It's very cold. They're ice diving. So they cut a hole in the ice and jump down there and get a crab. Now, I'll warn you up front. There's the commentary Gordon Ramsay gives on that video is quite colorful.
Good. I want to watch it even more now.
They don't bleep them like they do on Hell's Kitchen. So you've been warned.
He's funny.
But it is kind of interesting. And sure enough, you know, you just go down. Oh, that looks good. I'll grab him. And, you know, what Alex told me is when you grab the king crab by hand, you grab them from behind. Grab them, you know, by the butt. So the pinchers don't get you. Because those pinchers are strong. They can break a finger. They break the bones in your finger if they catch you, right? And I'm like, yeah, they're big. They you know, have a wingspan or a claw span of like 6 feet across, some of these big monster crab. I said, how do you keep them from pinching? He goes, well, as soon as you grab them from the back, they collapse into themselves, like they ball up. I'm like, oh. He said, yeah, as soon as you take them off the ocean floor or the rock they're sitting on or whatever, they do that. And, like, you know, they won't pinch you. Now, I watched this video with Gordon Ramsay, and I'm thinking, okay, he's going to come up, he's going to grab it, kind of like he said from behind. He grabs it, but they don't collapse. I mean, as a matter of fact, he just grabbed it by the arms. He didn't even grab it from the butt. And I'm like, I wonder if...
Well, that's why.
I wonder if Alex was punking me.
Possibly.
He said, yeah, he just wanted to see me grab a, you know, king crab by the butt. And when I saw it wouldn't collapse, because when he pulled it up off the ocean floor, Gordon Ramsay had just like flailed all over.
I would worry you'd break the arm then and lose it.
Well, he kind of, you know, held it by two arms. So
they
got
to be easier to catch than lobster, right? Because, you know, you would think lobsters swim backwards. And
yeah, I mean, I don't know. He said they're pretty fast, though.
Really?
I mean, but I don't, you know, they didn't. I mean,
they don't really swim, right? They just crawl.
I guess. Yeah, I would
left
assume
or right.
That is correct. Yeah. But, you know, I would think that, you know, if you grabbed them like that and you're like, hey, you know, let's say if it's CJ and Bubble Boy and they're a buddy team working on a crab and they catch one and CJ would go, hey, Bubble Boy, look. And you throw it in front of your buddy and then it latches onto him.
Yeah. Ha, ha.
I mean, that would be fun. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, those pinchers evidently I hear can be quite damaging. He said they literally can break bone. But boy, are they tasty.
Yeah, be careful with that.
What do you mean? Why?
Because you don't want to have your finger broken.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not yours, but your buddy's. Like, if you threw the crab at your buddy.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be good.
And, like, attach onto your buddy and then have your buddy ascend, and then you just peel it off of your buddy. I mean, sure. If he's
thanks for holding this for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I was your buddy, not just a, you know, a crab holder. No, you're just a crab holder. Yeah. What are buddies for?
Holden crabs.
Yeah, see? So that's, I don't know.
Thanks for dinner,
but it's a
sucker.
Cool video. Check it out. It's posted at the Scuba Radio Facebook page, and you can see how Gordon Ramsay, at least, catches his king crab and then cooks them. And they do look pretty good. He said it's better than lobster. That's what he said in the video. So there you go.
Love it.
I love it, too. It's something else to add to the list. We got to go Alaskan king crab diving. If we could only turn up the water temp so we wouldn't have to, you know, get over that whole warm water wuss issue. But, that's just us. All right, on that note, we'll end it till next time. Remember, it's always better.
Downwards weather.
Safe diving, everyone.
That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we get lucky down in the
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.